Hello, patrons. We made it to the top of that goddamn mountain. That was, without a doubt, I think probably one of the most depressing episodes I've ever played of roleplay. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was watching The Road all over again, and I just couldn't turn it off. I was like, well, all right, we just got to keep having this happen.
I will happily accept that as the assessment of today's episode. This was the Court of Swords as written by Cormac McCarthy episode. I'm into that. That's good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't even happen in my character. So I guess we'll start off this, this Patreon video. Max, what was it? I mean, you're oftentimes, Berg is oftentimes the focus of the show, but today it was kind of like front and center. Your suffering is everyone else's enjoyment right now. How was that?
You know, it ain't no thing. It's Berg's. I mean, it's Berg's been there before, and I've certainly had to play that kind of style of RP and stuff before. Yeah. I think this one had a little more weight to it because, you know, it was like, well, is Berg going to die? Like, this was actually like a real question. Like, Berg could really die here.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was like kind of thinking about like what, there's a lot of battles and what I've talked about before of like what the player would want and like tactfully do, you know, and what the actual character would do in the scenario. And to me, like whenever I come to those crossroads, it's always like, well, what makes for good RP? What makes sense? Cause I'd rather, you know, I'd rather have a bunch of people in chat and others like judge me like, oh, stupid idea. I should have long rested. Well, he doesn't have to go there. You just go back. I mean, it's D&D. You can do whatever you want. It's like, yeah, that's true. But it also, to me, wouldn't be a disservice to the character and to the show and stuff to be like,
well, I really want him to live. So I'm just gonna, just gonna chill here.
So there's a lot of that. And, you know, I think everything that Berg did and I made him do made sense. Berg
well,
endures,
and
especially with the guy whispering to him about, like, enduring and stuff. It made no fucking sense to be like, well, let me just rest, you know? Like,
I think it felt the same way as a lot of people did, that I wanted to share Berg's pain. I was hoping that if we held hands and went through together, that maybe, like, whatever damage would be split between us instead of each suffering the exact same amount. But, so, you know, it was a long shot, but man.
So there was a little metaphor there in that as we've come to know Berg, Berg doesn't share pain. He spreads it, right? Other people around Berg suffer as bad as he does by getting close to him. And so that was kind of what I was going for with that mechanic, to be like, yeah, you can also feel pain if you want to because of Berg. Yeah. Sure. But it's not going to make his any less.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I definitely think that strengthened or created a foundation for Calimat and Berg's relationship. Like, I think
for sure.
Between us that's a good place to start from, that I have actually felt a minuscule amount of what Berg feels on a fucking day-by-day basis. Narrative.
It's interesting narrative-wise. When you decided to do that, too, I was like, huh, this will be interesting. Because I knew it was going to be a lot of pain, and I was so happy that like, Adam described it to you the way he did. Like, you did just, like, see a snapshot of what Berg lives. So your character, Calimat, has now a much more profound understanding of what Berg, like, goes through on the daily and what he means when he says, like, this is nothing. Suffering is my shit, you know?
Well, it was a cool contrast, at least for me. Like, I kept thinking about when the two of y'all met. That night in the city where, like, Berg tried to tell him, like, hey, my life is fucking awful. And Calimat was like, nah, everyone says that. No one's life is really awful. And then flash forward to, like, however many days and months or weeks it's been. And Calimat's like, oh, okay. Actually, you weren't kidding. This is pretty fucking bad.
Yeah. And also it does, like you said, as far as bonding the two characters together, like Berg, if this was a Telltale game, of course, Berg noticed this. Berg will remember that, you know? Yeah. So if your character wanted to ever endear himself and, like, prove, like, hey, I'm here to help you out, I'd, like, you know what I mean? It's not just, like, a mission or a quest or whatever. Like, that is definitely a step in the right direction for Berg.
Yeah.
No, it's a goal-changing event for me. Yeah. I'm going to forget about finding a way to repay Ramus for healing me, and I think I'm going to replace it with find a way to ease Berg's pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I dig it.
Yeah. Zeke, there was a moment in the episode where I didn't want to bring it up during the episode because it would have broken the flow of the RP up and everything. But he said a statement when me and you were having interactions with the characters where it's so hard to talk to you. Was that in reference to my character or was that in reference to me when it comes to the RP?
No. I said it's exhausting talking to both of you, meaning Ramus and Salihafa.
Oh, okay. Okay. It was Ramus one of those things where people talked sarcastic. Over.
Yeah, just always sarcastic, kind of an asshole, and you just are so slow and analytical and have no social grace whatsoever ever.
Yeah.
It's fucking exhausting for Kalimat, who is well-versed in all of those things, to talk to either of you because, you know, it's just, it's difficult.
I do like, and I think that we were talking about the program that we're using has some latency between the words being spoken and when people can hear it, but I do like the fact that that adds to you trying to tell jokes and no one laughing multiple times throughout the episode because the delay's there that everyone's like, oh, okay. All right. And then we just move past that. I think that it's actually how it would work in the party. So I love that it adds to that.
It was weird going through the night tonight and having like my sentence end and then wait a good 2 seconds. And then Adam goes, oh, yeah. Okay. And then but I was like, there's a bit delayed.
Yeah. I'm going to try to look into seeing if that can be changed or updated or what's causing that. Because I think it did kind of break into, there was a couple moments where I felt like characters wanted to progress forward with kind of what they were doing. And it got kind of swept out from someone else talking or the story moving along, et cetera, which sucks. Like that's
the benefits though, of the program, though. Like I've been enjoying hearing people say like, oh, the audio is really nice. And also just seeing my camera, like represent its actual camera quality. Oh, so many times you're like, Gatsby's got a bad camera. I'm like, no, my direct feed is fucking clear.
Everyone's pretty pristine and the audio is super pristine. Just a little bit laggy. So it's nice. I don't know. We might just have to do the whole, like there. I think that we've all done so much streaming and done so many shows, whether it's together with just other people, where the second there's dead air, we're just like scrambling. It's like a fucking, we're doing mental gymnastics. Like, oh God, someone but fucking talk right now. This is the worst thing ever. Okay. Yeah, God.
For sure.
Ooh, someone talk, thank God. But for me,
it becomes like,
it's 10 times worse because there's no delay between any of this. So I just sit here like, well, I hope Max responds and no. Good. All right, there's Max. He 4 seconds later, he hit that beat. So the end of that episode probably had a little bit of that, but it's fine. It's not the worst deal because again, the audio and the video stuff is good.
Dead air to a streamer or anybody who does any sort of broadcasting for a while is just like. But on this show too, it's like, okay, do I talk? Give people opportunities to chime in if they want to. No one said anything. Okay. And then a lot of times we're all like,
I'll after doing that live show with like the interactions alone during the primordial arc with like me and Ken, like it was so much easier. So much easier to have a conversation and to like have rapport with one another and like it's snappy. Whereas here we're just kind of like, all right, you're done talking. Let me go. I'll jump in now. And that sucks. Yeah. But there's not much we can do. Ramus, our characters are kind of hating each other somewhat. Not necessarily hate, but we're at each other's necks in the stress of this fucking wizard world.
We're stressed and we're in a stressful situation and Ramus isn't exactly nice when he's not stressed. So it's like, I'm a little agitated. You're a little like,
high-strung.
You see through my shit sometimes because you're smart.
Yeah. I thought it was a lot of fun doing the like devil angel on Berg's shoulder.
It was fun being Berg too. Like when I failed that inside, I'm like, this'll be fun.
Yeah. that moment was one of my favorite like giving out inspiration moments where I'm just like, I don't want to reward your shitty behavior, but it's really good role playing. So here you go.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. That was it was fun trying to, like, I thought that the whole Kukrit thing was going to, like, set you off, but you kept it calm there.
That was cool.
I'm trying to think. Berg, you kind of went and saw your dark captive guy when you were in the mirror land.
My dark passenger.
Yeah, your dark passenger. That was a little bit intense.
Yeah. That was interesting. I had a feeling something like that was eventually going to happen. I didn't know in what form or, you know, like what setting that was going to happen, but that was neat. That was really cool.
Yeah, a lot of
especially too, like seeing the souls that I've consumed.
Yeah, the cosmological rules are a little different because you're not in the world, right?
Right. Yeah.
And there's in fiction, like in universe reasons why he was able to access you here and not there, but yeah. You can figure those out in game. I'll leave that to you to discover on your own.
This might be a leading question, Adam, but was there a purposeful resemblance from where the mirror thing and the thing that Berg first got his powers from? The hexahedron, whatever the fuck you called it, where they got the...
Oh, like the shape of the place?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a good observation. Though. That's
have to find out next week.
Yeah. Ramus, what about you? Anything else to bring up episode wise you want to mention?
No, I enjoyed the encounter in the village, and I was glad at how that he failed on the intuition roll. So it made it more fun that he had no idea that I was pulling his strings.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really good. And I like how they it connected back to Azure Vortex, the orb moment there. That was a good way to keep everything connected.
Yeah, for sure. And then Zeke, anything Kalimat wise you want to bring up, talk about?
I felt like this particular session was one of the first times that Kalimat actually got somewhere with an NPC. Like he finally said something and the NPC went, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Fuck yeah, that's right, Adam. You fucking, I'm getting this, I'm doing this right."
the NPC you're referencing was the which one was it?
The first one of the people that we met.
Right. In the one in the center that I was speaking to towards the end of the town.
Yeah, when I said how does one not know themselves? And there was a little smile and I went, okay.
Yeah. I feel like, at least as a character, like I almost wanted to say like, I'm going to stay here for a couple days. You guys go up and do whatever you need to do on the mountain. Cause these guys have a lot of information that would be valuable to me just to know. But that would have sucked for like, all right, let's go back down to Solihava at the fucking bottom of the mountain again. He's talking to some guy. What do you want to know about JP? That stuff would have sucked, but I did want to stay. So if maybe I can, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do when we go to Utrecht. Like,
as a player, like next week, I'm like, how are we going to talk to this wizard and be like, same. Hey, we need to get you to get us out of here and we need to steal something from you if that's cool.
Right.
You know, yeah, like, can we just we're gonna... this hang?
I don't know what we're going to do because, like, one, he obviously knows we're here. There's no way in hell he doesn't, unless he's not here.
He might not be here.
Yeah. He might fucking be doing, who knows?
He's really old. It could just be senile.
Yeah.
Well, my thinking is that if he's as powerful to create something like this, he knows we're here. He's going to be waiting for us. And also, he's probably going to have a good idea as to why we're here. And I think between two hugely powerful wizards, we're fucking pawns. So I think, I mean, I don't know how it's going to play out, obviously. But
yeah.
I think honesty might be the best policy when we go and talk to him. Hey, listen, we're here to come get something for Inanna. I mean, if you guys want to work it out without us, totally cool. But we have to do this because we made a deal.
I have an idea of how Berg's going to like act around him. I'm not going to say anything, obviously, just for the sake of the show and RP stuff. But
yeah,
Berg's already kind of got his mind made up in terms of like where he kind of stands. We'll see, though. It depends on how he acts and what he's about if we meet him. You know what I mean? Like during the next episode, or whatever. But
right,
yeah,
yeah.
It's going to be interesting, one way or another.
I don't know what it's going to like. What's going to happen?
And I gotta say, like, I don't know if this is on purpose or we're reading into the cards. Like, that's how tarot readings work. Is that you read mm-hmm. yourself into the cards and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's cool to do that and say, like, we're the fool, or we have had a loss of clarity. We're on a journey and we've had to make a sacrifice of Berg and stuff like that, kind of applying ourselves to the card. But I do like that correlation, you know, making that like maybe that maybe a little bit of a jump in logic, but it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed
I did find it.
Good.
I did find it interesting today that the woman in the village, Ramus got out of her that apparently the wizard has one of those creatures that was blowing up the forest at the beginning of our story.
Yeah.
And prisoner like up there somewhere. And it, for all we know, she could be the experiment that we're trying to take out or something. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. I wonder. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff where it's just like, hey, Adam, take your headset off for a second.
Yeah.
Like I wonder if because the way that the people referenced a lot of that stuff, like it seemed like they knew what the fuck we were talking about of all that weird shit that we've seen. So maybe it's like maybe the wizards are behind a lot of that stuff. They're the warring factions that have like been assembling that crap. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
It and the other thing, Zeke doesn't like both character wise and Zeke himself doesn't know about a lot of that stuff that's happened in the older episodes, which is cool. So if that stuff is explained a little bit more, it'll be fun to kind of, by the way, Kalimat, you know, there's some shit that happened and here's a little bit of what happened back in the day. The
world's a little more fucked than you might think.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, there's a little bit of that, like when we went to the mansion to dispose of the bodies, it's like, oh, by the way, there's a huge fight here and there was a fucking construct golem thing that you saw that. Yeah, that was probably part of our doing and like that kind of thing. Sorry, we didn't mention it. I'm just like, these are things that I should know probably.
Yeah. Well, you know,
and that for Berg too, like for Berg's timeline and his storyline, like that's just one of several crazy fucking things.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of interesting, in terms of playing a game of D&D where two characters know everything for the most part that's happened in the large, in like the greater world. One player knows, but not character, and one player and character doesn't know a single fucking thing. So it's weird to like kind of let Zeke know like what we should clue him in on as a player and what, how we introduce that to him as a character. Like there's, I think that's kind of a fun thing that we haven't really had to deal with before on the show.
There's really plenty of like show. There's plenty of stuff too where it's like, yeah, we've clued him in on stuff as it's, you know, become relevant, and it makes total sense that we just wouldn't clue him in on a lot of stuff, and it makes it more entertaining from a character and player perspective just to see Zeke's reaction to stuff, because it makes all of his reactions in RP even that much more genuine, you know?
Yeah. It, after playing so much of this is weird reference, but after playing so much of the JRPG that I'm Xenoblade Chronicles 2, sometimes I feel like this is an anime where like we're running from something and then I turn to fucking Kalima and be like, oh yeah, by the way, blah 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 blah, that's my sister, blah blah blah, and then he's like, okay, and we just continue along.
Next time let's do it anime style where it's like, by the way, I must tell you
about
random anime.
And then it gets dark and there's like a light on us and
yeah, I've been dealing with that shit for the past 40 hours, so
she betrayed us and now is a vampire queen herself.
Wait till you meet Utrix. It's actually like a tiny anime girl with a really high pitched voice.
Oh yeah.
Man.
It's gonna be great. You're gonna love it.
The main character in Xenoblade Chronicles 2 is two women in one character and they just change and have inner monologues at any point in time in the show or in the fucking game. And that's just a thing that happens. I don't know. I can't wait to talk to Zeke tomorrow about that on Drop Frames, by the way. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I don't know. Anything else you guys want to bring up from today's episode? I'm starting to divulge.
Yeah. I'm just going to say one thing. Like, Zeke, so far, you're my favorite guest and favorite character on the show.
Zeke's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I'm having a really fun.
Having a lot of fun for sure.
Super nice, you guys. I really am really enjoying it.
That was on the show, you know? No, I'm kidding. They all bring their own like flair, and we've talked about it a bunch, but it is super like cool to see somebody that like really throws themselves into the character and is excited not only just to play their character well, but yeah. mesh with ours and learn about ours so that way it can, you know, only make their RP even better.
It's definitely a lot
telling
of fun.
You, man. That's what I try to lead by example, dude. It's like, that's where the fun's at, man. That's where the fun is.
Right. It's definitely a lot of fun when you have someone on the show who's not like afraid to just jump into a scene like full throttle mm-hmm. and just like, oh yeah, I'm going to try to share the damage with Berg. Like most people would be like, I can't even think like, should I do that? Is that a thing? Oh, the moment's passed. Anyways, let's move on. You're just like jumping in before anyone else can even think of it, which is cool.
And also too, like so many people that we've had on the show, it's been varying levels of like people who have RP before and done that kind of stuff. Some have had a little bit of experience, some not. And I think it's worth saying like that, like when you RP with other people too, like it's a super vulnerable thing. Like it takes, you know, it takes a little bit of just like taking that, you know, block, that mental block away to like fully throw yourself in there. And I still sometimes struggle with that. You know what I mean? Like to try to fully be in the moment. I mean, that's a challenge, and it definitely requires you as a person to kind of let some of those barriers down and allow yourself to potentially be uncomfortable. But if you're not and it works well and you mesh well, like you give yourself that possibility for really good RP.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. Well, cool. I think we're good then. And, we'll be back next Tuesday. Thanks everyone once again for the support. As we mentioned at the end of the Xanathar video as well, if you guys want to hang out with that guy down there, Mr. Adam Coble, or have him DM a game with three other random patrons, not random, people that also paid as well, you can do so. I think there's a couple spots remaining for those, so go check them out. That'll do it for this week, though. We'll see everyone next week. We're approaching episode 60 pretty soon. I think this is 55 or 56.
That's crazy. So. They're going by so quick.
Yeah, they really are. They really are. So we'll be back next week with more. We'll see you guys then. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.